Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today is a most amazing and sweet story. About 1950 or so, the Boston Rebbe, who at that time lived in New York, purchased a home on President Street in Crown Heights with the intention to build a yeshiva there. It was a nice big home on a nice street, and it seemed like a perfect place to build a small yeshiva. While he was waiting for permission from the city to build the yeshiva in a neighborhood that was mostly private homes, the Lubavitcher Chassidim purchased a home right next door for the Lubavitcher Rebbe. And they came to visit the Boston Rebbe and asked him to please not make a yeshiva next door to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, because the Lubavitcher Rebbe doesn't get very much sleep at night, and the little sleep that he gets will be interrupted from the Bacharim learning Torah next door in the yeshiva. Well, soon the Rebbe himself heard about how some of his Chassidim went to visit the Boston Rebbe to ask him not to build the yeshiva there. And he sent a messenger, the Lubavitcher Rebbe himself sent a messenger to the Boston Rebbe. And the messenger said, please do not listen at all to those Chassidim who came and asked you not to build the yeshiva because it will disturb the Rebbe's sleep. Absolutely the opposite. The Rebbe said that he loves hearing the sound of learning of Torah. And therefore, it would be the most beautiful thing if there would be a yeshiva right next door to the Rebbe's house. And so it was that the Boston Rebbe did build a yeshiva there. And the Bacharim learned, of course, out loud. And the Rebbe truly enjoyed the pleasant sound of Torah being learned right next door. Now, the truth is that the two Rebbes became very close, because since they were next door neighbors, therefore they, I suppose, had a chance to talk and so forth. And there was a very wonderful closeness between the two families. In fact, the Lubavitcher Rebbetzin, Chaim Mushka, used to say that she davened with the holiness of the Bostoner Shul. What did she mean by that? She meant that when the Bachram were davening with the Bostoner Rebbe leading the davening, she would stand, the Lubavitcher Rebbetzin would stand on her porch next door, and she would daven along with the minion, the Bostoners next door. And so we see that the sound of learning Torah is something which is very sweet. And therefore, it's very important that when we learn, we try to learn out loud. It's one thing to understand the words, but to actually say the words of Torah, the godly and holy words of Torah, that they should actually come out of our mouth and be heard, this is an extra special kedusha. In addition to that, we have another important lesson from this story, and that is that although there are different drachim, there are different approaches to serving Hashem, obviously the Bostoner Chassidim have a different derech than the Lubavitcher Chassidim, who have a different derech than people who are not Chassidim, who have a different derech than people who are perhaps other approaches to Torah mitzvahs. But as long as they are all according to the Torah, all of these drachim are two drachim. They are true ways, just like there were 12 shvatim, 12 tribes. And each tribe certainly had its own way of serving Hashem. And yet they were all kosher. They were all according to the Torah. Of course, if someone makes up a new way, which is not according to the Torah, then that's different. And that obviously is not a real way of serving Hashem. But as long as the derech, the way of serving Hashem, is according to the principles of Torah, and of mitzvahs, and according to the instructions of a rav and so forth, then it's certainly a kosher way to serve Hashem, and all of us really are one family, and that is also the idea of Hakel, a year in which all the Jewish people gathered together in the Beis HaMikdash, which this is a Hakel year. If we would have a Beis HaMikdash and we would have a king, then all Yidden, men, women, and children would all have gathered to the Beis HaMikdash in the beginning of Chol Hamoed Sukkos to hear the king read to them from the Sefer Torah. from Chumash Devarim to be inspired. And this will certainly lead that Mashiach should come very quickly. The more that we have Abbas strove for each other, and the more that we learn Torah out loud and increase the learning of Torah, this will certainly quicken the coming of Mashiach. May it happen right away. Thank you for joining the story of the day.